This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Rescuers in Florida are still searching for anybody trapped inside their home nearly a week after Hurricane Ian smashed ashore. Claudia Arujo Oliveira is a member of the Fort Myers Assembly of God Bethlehem Ministry.
And this is my prayer, that the city, everybody be together in one faith for recover Lee County again.
71 people are known dead in Florida in this storm, 4 more in North Carolina. More than a half million Florida residents still have no electricity, something that sounds familiar to many in Puerto Rico, where a hurricane blew through 2 weeks ago. President Biden was there yesterday. The AP's Sagar Magani's got this.
I'm committed to this island.
2 weeks after Hurricane Fiona, tens of thousands of Puerto Ricans remain without power and water.
And you deserve every bit of help your country can give you.
Which the president said has not always happened for those in the U.S. territory, whom he says keep getting up after being knocked down.
We're with you. All of America's with you.
And his administration will provide $60 million to help the island get ready for the next storm by shoring up levees and flood walls and creating a flood warning system. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Now to Ukraine, where the capital city, Kyiv, says it's providing evacuation centers with potassium iodine pills in case of a possible nuclear strike on the capital as Russia's war there drags on. Experts say potassium iodine pills can help if taken just before or right after exposure to nuclear radiation. Police in Stockton, California are looking for a possible serial killer suspected in the killings of 6 people going back a year. This is AP News. Now to the controversial subject of abortion.
An Arizona clinic has a workaround for the state's abortion pill ban. A Phoenix abortion clinic has developed a way for patients who can end their pregnancy using a pill to get the medication quickly without running afoul of a resurrected Arizona law that bans most abortions. Under the arrangement, patients at Camelback Family Planning will have an ultrasound in Phoenix, get a prescription through a telehealth appointment with a California doctor, and then have it mailed to a post office in a California border town for pickup. The Food and Drug Administration earlier this year permanently removed rules requiring in-person consultations with a provider before women can receive a medication abortion, allowing women to have a telehealth appointment and get the pills through the mail. Arizona, however, has a law that bans mailing the pills to the state, meaning patients have to travel out of state to pick them up. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.